Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, Fred Nelson for community comment. 2 weeks ago, I left my story regarding my late Uncle John Nelson going to work delivering newspapers. He delivered two routes, one in the Pines Pasture area, which is now in the vicinity of the Red Lion Motor Inn, and the other in the vicinity of Harrison Avenue. John also remembered the Eureka streetcar system very well. One of the streetcar lines ran from 1st and E Streets, out E to Harris, turned left on Harris, and ran to Sequoia Park. The Harris Street section traversed some gulches, so there were two wooden trestles they had to cross, one in the vicinity of Harris and O Streets, and the other in the area where Dolbear Street is now located. According to John, a group of boys who called themselves the Harris Street Boys would get together during Halloween season and grease the streetcar tracks near the terminus. When the brakes were applied, the streetcar would slip off the end of the tracks. John started another job, I have no idea of the dates of employment, as an apprentice washing and painting buggies. The shop is located on the second floor above a blacksmith shop located in the area of 3rd and E Streets. He also painted autos, which were just starting to populate our area. He remembered working on a lozier, which belonged to a man that owned the shingle mill in Bucksport, and a rambler owned by a Mr. Hansen from Lolita. In those days, a clean room was used to house the car with a heater located outside. They used a varnish which dried very fast, and dust and dirt had to be kept to a minimum. After a time as an apprentice, Uncle John then went to work painting houses. He joined a group of three others, Ventini, Erickson, and my father, Oscar Nelson. John also attended Craddock Business College, which was located upstairs over a grocery store located at the corner of 2nd and E Streets. While attending business college, he met Mabel, his wife-to-be. They were married in May of 1918. With World War I still raging, his brothers Carl and Emil were both in the Army. Uncle John joined the Navy and was sent to San Pedro, where he served in Naval Intelligence, with a later transfer to San Diego. The armistice was signed, and John was discharged after serving 6 months. Married men were being discharged as quickly as possible. John returned to painting with Ventini, Erickson, and my dad, Oscar. In 1920, my father and John started their own paint contracting business, with their brothers August, Emil, and Clarence joining them later. Thus, Nelson Brothers Paints began. Uncle Clarence left the business and moved to Salinas, where he was a very successful painting contractor. August later worked as a painter for the Lolita Creamery. Emil became a painter for the Eureka City Schools. And Carl turned to cabinet making in the Bay Area. Fred Nelson for a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.